Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Yeah, I could consider myself to be a dancing queen. I am today. Having a great day. I hope you are as well. Hope you're able to tune in during the first half of Feedback. My guest this morning, Dr. Heather Gessling from The Wellness Company. And again, that website is The Wellness Company, TWC.health. I had to do that quickly in my head. Did you see how I did that? TWC.health. And I encourage you to check it out. I really think that we are on the cusp of seeing some significant changes in the healthcare field. And frankly, it also hinges on you being a partner with your healthcare provider and you assuming responsibility, personal responsibility for your own health and your own healthy lifestyle. So I have a few stories, headlines to talk about before I take your calls this morning, 715-845-2155. Not shocked at all to see that Democrats are rushing to spin Biden's statement that the pandemic is over. Oh, what? Are you serious? I mean, I thought, huh? What? And I'm sure that this is who's doing this is the bureaucrats. Oh, gosh. You know, there's job security in keeping the American people fearful of a virus with a completely survivable virus. And with I don't know, what was that, over 98% survivability rate? And this goes hand in hand with how different the government, our federal government, the bureaucrats in our federal government and some of the electeds, how they view their role in our lives. I don't need the government. Frankly, I don't need anybody telling me what to do. There are some that really that know me well that know. No, you don't tell Meg. You don't ever tell Meg what to do. I get a little prickly when you do that. But I strongly believe that we can, as individuals, we can tell ourselves what is best for us. Only the individual walks in his or her own shoes. So subsequently, that means that we have the ability, we have the right as free American citizens to make decisions for our lives that include healthcare decisions. And so it's no shocker to me that there are those in the Biden administration or Democrats that are saying that, oh, well, we're gonna walk that back just a little bit, what Joe Biden said. Because as I said, as I've suggested, the shamdemic will continue on forever because that's how they want it. So don't allow them. Don't give them the power to control your life. Continue to live your life as you always have. And don't outsource your thinking or your way of life to someone else. That's your responsibility. Hey, Rush Limbaugh always used to say, don't let someone live rent-free in your head. Don't let someone tell you what to do rent-free. I mean, listen, we're paying our government to provide services to us. And, you know, it's debatable whether or not they provide little of it or anything to us. Okay, here's a couple other headlines, and then I swear, I promise, I'll be getting to your calls, which the phone line is just going crazy. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he is leading. Oh, I'm so sorry. Beto O'Rourke, he's forever the losing candidate. You know, there are some people like that here in Wisconsin that can't seem to get the message. They run for office cycle after cycle after cycle, election cycle after election cycle, believing that they have a chance. And these are, you know, Beto O'Rourke could be the poster boy for non-viable candidates. He's a joke. He's a kook. So Governor Greg Abbott leads in a poll by 11 points. And gosh, I'm wondering why that may be. A border state like Texas. Let's see. What policies work for border states? Democrat policies or Republican policies? I'll let you debate that with me. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. First up this morning, good morning. Welcome to Feedback. You're on with Meg.
Well, good morning, Meg. It's Lenny calling.
Oh, God, love you, Lenny. How are you?
Well, I'm just great on this beautiful day.
Yes, indeed. And I'm sure you're out roaming your compound right now as we speak.
not yet, but after this call, perhaps.
Oh, all right. Well, gee, I wish I could meet you there.
Well, Meg, I'm just calling to let your listeners know that the Republican Party of Lang Lake County will be hosting our monthly meeting this coming Thursday at North Star Lanes in Antigo. We started 5 o'clock for a social, and you know, you can come and get a bite to eat or an adult beverage or whatever you choose, and then the meeting starts at 6 o'clock. This month we're featuring Harry Waite as our guest speaker. He's, for your listeners that may not know, he's the gentleman that became very frustrated with the My Vote absentee ballot procuring system, and he requested some absentee ballots that were not his just to prove that he could obtain them. He did obtain them, called the sheriff, confessed his sins to the sheriff, and asked if he wanted to book them. He would come in and go to jail or whatever. The sheriff refused to prosecute him, but the system embarrassed Megan Wolf, who created the system, so she got a hold of Josh Cowell, and Josh Cowell decided to prosecute him. So right now he's facing 13 years in prison for exposing a terrible system that's ripe with fraud. He basically did what our legislature couldn't do, brought all this attention to it. And so we're trying to support him, Meg, and he'll be telling his story Thursday night. So,
oh, which is tomorrow, actually, right?
Tomorrow, yeah.
All right.
Everybody's welcome. I'm trying to get you to come one of these days to our meeting, Meg, but you get up so darn early.
Make it a lunch meeting, and you know, there's a greater chance I can make it.
Maybe next month we'll have a lunch meeting, and you can come to one of our meetings.
All right. Well, as long as I can pack heat, I'm okay with it. Just kidding.
Oh no, you can pack heat.
I'm sure that's a requirement. In fact,
a lot of our members. Oh yeah, you're not allowed in unless you can pack heat.
Okay. Good to know. Because you do target practice right afterwards to get out your aggressions from the meeting.
Well, we do that at my place here.
All right.
You know that.
Of course. I do. Well, good. So meeting again is at. Repeat the location, and it's, I believe you said, 6 o'clock tomorrow?
Yes, it's 6 o'clock tomorrow in Antigo at North Star Lanes. That's on the north end of town, 400 Prosser Place. And, you know, most people know where the bowling alley is. We have a large banquet hall adjacent to the bowling alley. And so, please, everyone's welcome. You don't have to be a member. Just come on in. And Carrie usually hits local issues very well, school board stuff, and I tend to hit the statewide and national stuff. So
right.
It's a good time for all. It's a good time for conservative people to get together and meet and talk about issues they all, you know, feel pretty much the same about. So,
well,
it's always a good time.
Tag team champions Terry Brand and Len Bolts will entertain you with some wrestling moves as well at the meeting. No, I'm just kidding. Well, hey, thank you so much for calling in. Always great to hear from you. And again, the meeting, the Lang Lake County Republican Party is meeting tomorrow at 6 in Antigo at the bowling alley. And, and you know, hey, who knows? You can bring your bowling shoes and bowling ball and do some bowling afterwards.
Absolutely. So. And bring a friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks again for calling in. I appreciate it. Always great to hear from you. Have a fab day.
Thanks for all you do, Meg.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
You too. Thank you. Got to go to a break. Well, actually, no, I don't have to go to a break. Look at me. I'm actually unfashionably early. Oh, shame on me. And look at my outfit. Just kidding. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning and welcome to Feedback. You're on with Meg.
Good morning, Meg. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I liked what you said earlier, and by the way, I'm not packing heat right now, but I liked what you said earlier that we all have to walk in our own shoes and make our own choices. And then you said, right behind it, you said, we're Americans, we have that freedom, which I totally agree with. But I thought about it, it's the freedom that we get from God, because we're born that way. We're born free, mm-hmm. And we have a great government, the program anyway, I like the Constitution, a great plan, but its job is just to get out of the way and let us exercise that freedom. And it can be done well, it can be done poorly. But
great. Excellent. I mean, bing, bing, bing. You hit the nail on the head, or, you know, several nails. But, yeah, our freedom does come from God. It doesn't come from government. And so, subsequently, we shouldn't be looking to government to be our savior, whether it's a small S or a large S. It shouldn't. They should get out of the way, as you said. And that's what's most frustrating for me. And I think in the last couple of years, I've just seen how they have gotten in our way of actually just living our lives and going to work and going to church and having our children attend school, visiting our loved ones, and being able to be free Americans. And so, honestly, I don't understand how people don't look at that and just see the glaring difference between Democrat policies and Republican policies and see that freedom is not with Democrat policies. Freedom, we don't find freedom in what Democrats are proposing. And so subsequently, I think it's a no-brainer for any time, any election, that you have to scrutinize whether or not you want to be free or not and vote accordingly.
I agree. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, sure. What's your first name?
Freeman. Just call me Freeman.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, I like that. Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling in. I hope you have a fab day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you. If you'd like to join the conversation, 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback. Oh, hello. Are you there? Good morning and welcome to Feedback. You're on with Meg.
Good morning, Meg. Thanks for taking my phone call. I've been watching on PBS the U.S. and the Holocaust. As I was watching that, a lot of the things that Hitler had done is going on right now. And one of the things is lawlessness. They pick people against people, and what ends up happening, what is good for one side is not good for the other side. And I want people to remember, too, when it comes for voting, remember what happened down at Kenosha. Okay, Evers would not send National Guard. They allowed the lawlessness to go on. They were not punished. Same thing on January 6th. We need to pray for those people that are wrongly put into jail in solitary confinement. They're not allowed any legal counsel. But now we got these aliens here, and the ACLU is giving them defense. And it just kind of baffles me in the mind that for us legal Americans, that they're trying to break the backbone of America.
Well, it's interesting. You think about the BLM protests, and you mentioned something about Kenosha. And I mean, I really, it's more cynical when I kind of chuckle at the mainstream media and how they mostly reported, they use the term, and I just said it, mostly peaceful. I mean, how do you define mostly peaceful? Because if there are any riots or there are any fires or there's any violence of any sort, any destruction of property, that's not mostly peaceful. So they shouldn't have ever described it that way. And that's just another example of how they like to control the narrative, how they like to influence the weak-minded or the low-information voter or the low-information news seeker. And it's amazing to me that more people's eyes aren't opened to that.
Well, this has been brainwashed in our school system for the last maybe 50 years. And this is what Hitler did. You know, when, like, people that are my age, I'm 70 years old, okay, I've got my mindset. But what he did and what the school system's been doing, you get little kids, you teach them what you want them to learn, like the government. They're taught this over and over, and then before you know it, you've got them under your control. Mm-hmm. And that's why, like for us, even for our schools, we need to take back our schools. And in a way, it was a good thing that we found out the propaganda, the evilness that they are teaching in the schools. And another thing I want to say, there are a lot of good teachers. There are a lot of good teachers. Mm-hmm. But we need to take back our schools. That's where we need to get things right. Because like I said, our kids are being taught all this evil, all this propaganda. And then as they grow up, this shows as far as all the rioting and everything that's going on. And the mentality is, I can take what you have, even though you had worked hard for it, but I don't have it. So I can go and take it, and I don't have to be prosecuted for it.
Right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in. I'm going to take a few more calls while
Thank
I have
you.
The time. Appreciate your perspective. As always, have a great day.
Yeah, you too, Meg. Thank you. Bye.
715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Hey, good morning, Meg. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I just, we're getting closer to the election, and I keep having more and more fear, and it's just about the integrity of the election process, and I just feel like the Democrats want to cheat absolutely as much as they can, and I think the Wisconsin's Elections Committee wants that to happen. I think that they're set up to make that happen, and so we need to get out there, get out the vote so much more because of what's stacked against us if we're going to have our freedom, because we don't have freedom. If we don't have election integrity, we just don't have freedom. I mean, you can shine it up any way you want, but that's on the line here. And I don't have all the answers on that, but I think a lot of the institutions that should protect our election integrity have failed us in huge ways. And where does that leave us? What are we supposed to do if we have a corrupt system what's our recourse if it's set up in such a way that you can't win?
Well, and it's interesting that you use the word integrity, because in addition to election integrity, we also want to support candidates who have integrity. And look at who is running against Senator Ron Johnson, someone who can't even be honest, who doesn't have the integrity to be honest about who endorses him. I mean, I don't know if you saw that Mandela Barnes announced that he had a coalition of law enforcement officers that had endorsed him. Well, now they've discovered, and this was through the investigative reporting of Wisconsin Right Now, Jim and Jessica, that the two active duty law enforcement officers that were part of Mandela Barnes coalition are no longer endorsing, or never did endorse him in the first place. So that's an example of someone who doesn't have the integrity to be honest about who it is that endorses him. And you have to ask yourself, why is he struggling to find law enforcement that would endorse him? Well, we all know the reason. He's anti-law enforcement. He's in favor of emptying our prison population, just like Governor Tony Evers is. So, hey, well, thanks for calling in. I'm looking at the clock. I went a little bit long. Hope you have a great day, Lewis. I as always, appreciate your perspective.
Yeah, thank you, Meg, for everything.
Thanks. Have a great day. I got to go to a break. I'll be right back with final thoughts on WSAU Feedback. Joining me on WSAU Feedback. Ooh, I got a boogie real quick here. However, I want to say a couple things. I've been hearing from Wisconsin state employees, that asked about Tim Michaels' policy on the unfair treatment of those of us who have critical thinking skills and don't want to be subjected to the COVID shot, and they don't want to wear the ridiculousness of the mask wearing. There are evidently still some people in our state government that are required to wear these ridiculous masks and be subjected to daily testing. So they reached out to me. I then reached out to Tim Michaels. His response to me last night: absolutely, we will end masking and COVID testing for everyone in the state, including state employees. We're coming out with more on this soon. So stay tuned. Tim Michaels is looking out for us. Got a boogie? Have a great day. God bless.